Out with Gordy and Ash Pollard. 101.3 CFM.
Good morning.
Oh, mate.
Have you done a new song?
No, no, the new song will be next week. I'm in a hiatus at the moment. I've got a bit of a sore throat.
Mate, you've done four songs. No artist goes on a hiatus after four tunes.
I'm like Katy Perry right now. She's slashing prices on her Sydney show because she's not...
Are people not going to Katy Perry? Is that for real? Really?
Yeah.
Has she fallen off the perch a bit?
Well, there was a mass hysteria, like, you know, a couple of years ago with her shows and whatnot. Yeah. And then with her Witness album, that was a bit of a flop. And then her show...
Are you a Katy Perry fan?
No, she's not my vibe.
No, not for you?
No.
Katy Perry or Pink?
No.
Who would you pick?
That's hard because I'm not really into either of them.
Okay.
Maybe Pink.
I know who you are into. Ariana Grande.
I'm into Ash Pollard.
Oh, we know that.
I'm living, it's hump day, what up?
Ain't got no props about other days, but Wednesday, yeah, I like it.
Did I just see you yawn through your own song?
No.
I thought you were looking away going,
oh. What are you talking about, mate?
That's a good one, mate. That's a good one.
Yeah, look, that's an okay one. I wouldn't say it's going to be a billboarder.
What are you working on next?
Dunno.
Okay.
I'm open to requests. If our listeners would like to call up on 13 12 16, you are more than welcome.
Well, we took
to
some
request
calls.
The next Hump Day song.
We took some calls from some passionate people that did love the tunes.
Yeah.
A lot of which
you
wanted
were trying to get rid of Hump Day.
Well, it's just the name of the day that
I
gets
got you
me.
On the bandwagon.
Yeah, because people are on board. Hey, 13 12 16, we do play Alpha Bucks straight after this for $1,000.
Harvey Norman, quiet at home in every room of the house. CFM.
Jess from Woi Woi, good morning.
Good morning.
Jess, guess what, babes?
Hello.
Can she hear us? You got us there,
hello,
mate?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we got
yes,
you.
Yes, we can.
Yeah, yeah. Perfect. Sorry, I'm just in the car driving.
That's
now,
all right, mate.
You be careful, dolls, because this game requires concentration.
Yes, no, I just pulled over. I'm
already. Good. Okay, Jess, your letter is C this morning.
C for cat.
Correct.
Thanks for saying cat. Yes. All right, here we go, guys. 30 seconds. Can't use the same answer twice. Good luck.
All right, question number one, Jess. Name a farm animal.
Cow.
A country.
Canada.
A food.
Corn.
A type of furniture.
Couch.
A movie.
Captain Cook.
A sport.
Pass.
Something that lives in the ocean.
Catfish.
A male singer.
Pass.
A colour.
Pass.
A female actress.
Damn.
I felt good for the first few answers there. I thought this is $1,000 for sure.
I know, I was on a roll, but I got a bit caught up, but that's okay.
Did you start to think to yourself, I'm on a roll here, I'm going to absolutely nail it?
I did a little bit, but I normally do. I normally sit and listen in my car, and I've actually gotten all 10 questions before. I actually got through, and I was the second runner-up, and then someone got through, and I got all 10 questions.
Oh,
so
I'm not a bit of
my hopes are up, but what do you do?
What do you do, mate? You got 10, 20, 30, 40, 50, $60, four off the big one. But, you know, happy with that.
Not bad, Jess.
I'm happy with that. Thank you.
Sorry, I hit the clock again accidentally. I was meant to hit the thing that makes the sound that goes, yeah.
Yeah.
$60.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Mate. Have a great day.
Now, just passing on a couple there. A sport we would have accepted, cycling or cheerleading.
Cricket.
Yeah, cricket. Male singer, Charlie Puth, and a colour, cream, coral. There's a few
male
there.
Male singer. What would you have said?
Male singer. I think I would have said Charlie Puth. Not an easy one to think of, though. Not too many.
I wouldn't have said Charlie Puth. It wouldn't have even come to my head.
Who do you know that starts with a C? Male singer.
I don't even know.
Yeah, it's a tough one.
See, it's hard.
It's a tough one when there's one in there that stumps you. But Harvey Norman, they're quite at home in every room of the house. We'll play again after 8. And if you want some clues, I believe there's some clues at our social media, guys.
Woo!
Just letting you know.
Woo!
Giving you a little insight there.
101.3 CFM's Trending Now.
There's a bit going on today. What's happening, Ash?
Well, this is breaking news this morning. A man in his 20s has actually been arrested on suspicion of terrorist offences after a car crashed into security barriers outside UK Parliament today. There's lots of footage on the news right now of this bloke just absolutely ramming his car through the streets of London. He's collided into several cyclists and pedestrians. Pretty shocking.
Yeah, well, I mean, we saw the footage up on the TV before, and it's amazing the footage that they've caught, but this guy just gets on through and just charges through in his car. It's scary stuff.
Yeah, it's pretty shocking. Anyway, so fingers crossed that not too many casualties this morning. Fingers crossed.
CFM Trending Now.
And we were speaking about this one earlier this morning. Katy Perry. 4 years ago, Katy Perry mania swept Australia with the kind of hype that whirls around only the world's greatest pop stars. But apparently that's stalled now, mate. Would you believe it? The flop of her fifth album, Witness, is an actual thing. And ticket prices were slashed for her world tour to $65 from about $130 to $150 in a desperate last-minute sale.
I've been watching footage from her show last night, this morning, on a mate of mine's Instagram.
And?
He and another mate went. And they look like they had a great time.
They look like they had a good time.
Yeah, they're enjoying it. And it's packed.
Yeah,
it's
I
busy.
Just think, you know, she hasn't done a lot of publicity and she's sort of, I think she went through a bit of a tough time and sort of was laying low, hence the lack of people caring.
I like her vibe though, Katy Perry, from what I've
seen. She seems like a very nice person.
In interviews and whatnot, so hopefully that picks up for it.
Get up with Gaundy and Ash Pollard, CFM.
Had to get this guy on the show, Ash. I love people with a passion and people that collect absolute weird stuff, and I saw this guy on TV and thought he has to be on the show. So, Neil Scallon, he's a collector of Monopoly boards. He owns the world's largest collection.
Thrilling, mate. Thrilling.
2,152 boards he's collected over his time, and he holds the Guinness World Record. Doesn't even play the boards, he just keeps
Stop.
Them. So this guy was on TV, we had to get him on the show. His name is Neil.
As a child, I was addicted to Monopoly. My sister and I would play it non-stop. We became quite competitive. In fact, I used to hide my money so that she'd never know how much I had on the board. I was pretty good at winning, let me tell you, Neil. I was a gun.
Well, when I first got my first board, my parents got me, there was only like one edition out, which was just the London, like the King's Cross, you know, it was just the streets of London. But now the choices that the children got, which I didn't have now, are just amazing. What's made?
Hey,
and we're waiting for the Darwin set. There's no Darwin set out. There's no Cairns set out.
Oh.
They're behind.
We've got a few Aussie ones, though. I believe there's a few Aussie editions. What's the weirdest edition you've got? Because I know they've made some pretty crazy ones over the years.
Well, there's mainly crazy ones. There's ones out there, like when they brought the One Direction out. We didn't like it but all the children like One Direction, so they brought it out and we had to buy it, all us collectors, you see. It was such a shame, but we didn't want it. It's not one that we would pick, but there's some brilliant, fantastic. Like this week, I think there's a Holden set coming out in Australia for the Holden cars. I think they production finished last year.
Yeah.
So that'll be a special set to get hold of.
Now, forgive me, Neil. Are you single?
No. I do have a girlfriend. And
what does she feel about this?
Every time we go on holiday, she says to me, no monopolies. But the biggest one we had, we went to America and we brought back 104.
Oh!
She hated it. We landed at LA and the chap said, do you want this nice convertible two-seater car? But I knew, because I had so many sets to pick up, that we had to just get this huge car. So she's a bit disappointed with that one.
Oh, Neil.
She didn't even get a ride. All the Monopoly boards did, and you had to leave her at the airport, Neil.
No. But again, I think like anyone who has collections, she knows that she has to sometimes well, we bend for each other, as in if she wants to do something, we'll do what she likes. But it's just with a monopoly, she knows that I'm always going to be looking. She don't let them in her house, you see.
No, but she loves you for it. And just quickly, Neil, because you were in Sydney to collect your 2,000th Monopoly board, you're on top of the Sydney Harbour Bridge with Monopoly Man, the whole deal. That must have been a special day for a guy that collects Monopoly boards.
I think, like, it's on everyone's bucket list to go, actually, on the top of the bridge, because the view was such amazing. But for me, it was a double whammy, because to get that set as well, and having Mr. Monopoly actually get on the top, because I didn't expect him to be there. He just appeared, and it was like, oh, wow, how did he get up there with a hat? And it was so hot. So for me, he was brilliant to be up there for so long.
Well, it's good to hear that you went straight to the bridge. You did not pass go, and you did not collect
$200. Oh, gorgeous.
You went
stop it.
A lot of people going underneath the bridge. It's such a busy bridge. My Australia trip was absolutely amazing, and they were so polite. It's such a lovely, great country.
Neil, we love you.
Bless, Neil. Thank you.
As much as you love Monopoly, mate, thanks for joining us on the show.
Cheers, matey. Thanks very much.
Bye,
cheers.
Neil.
Bye. On you, Neil. Bye. Bye.
Let's go. Get up with Gondi and Ash Pollard. 101.3 CFM.
Just gone 6:34 for a Wednesday morning.
For a hump diddly ump day. That's what it is, mate.
Sure is.
Yep.
Hey,
tell.
On the hunt today on the show for looking to put in a little gang together, a little group together of people who wear Ugg boots out in public.
Yeah, you are. I know. I am not into it.
I know you're not into it.
I'm not into the Ugg boots in public scenario.
Have you slipped out in public though in a pair of Uggs?
I tried it the other day.
And how did it feel? Liberating?
No.
You didn't like it? Not one bit?
You mill.
What about the comfort as you walk around with your warm feet,
no,
not caring what people think?
It's not at all.
It's
you know what it is? Ugg boots are for inside the house.
Why? But they're just so comfortable, mate.
Put a pair of runners on, sand shoes.
Well, look, get in touch with the show if you're a Ugg boot in public kind of person. Just really
do a Pollard poll on this.
Really fire up Ash in the show today. Pollard wants to do a Pollard poll, whether it's a yes or no. I want to get a group together where we can go walking together in our Ugg boots.
Oh, mate, you lost the plot.
That's still to come in the show. Cone of Silence next, where we can jump in and say anything about anyone without them getting fired up.
Let's go. Get up with Gondi and Ash Pollard, CFM.
We've asked our producer Gia to walk into the studio so we can all step into the Cone of Silence, where you can talk about anything in the Cone of Silence and no one can get mad. Isn't that right, Ash?
No excuses.
No.
Although you're not really across that yet, are you? You're struggling with that part.
Me?
Yeah, the giving of excuses.
Well, it's not me. Well, actually, I'm kind of taking myself into the cone on this one. But let's all step in, guys. Let's step in.
And we're in.
We're in.
Oh,
I've missed this place. It's been a little while.
Bit stale in here, though.
It is a little bit.
It's nice to relax, though, isn't it?
Even if we don't all come in, somebody could come and air this place out, guys.
Damn straight.
I feel like I'm out of the workplace when I'm in here. It's great. I can block everything out.
So what's the deal?
Gia, I've deliberately done something this morning just to get a reaction out of you.
Oh, great.
And that is, I've known it's your birthday all morning and I'm still yet to say happy birthday to you. And I thought, how long can I do this for before Gia gets annoyed that I haven't said happy birthday?
Within seconds, yes. Ash was like, happy birthday!
Were you now, Ash? Yeah. That's nice.
First thing in the morning.
I did stare at you. I lingered at you, like, staring at you for a little while. I was like, hello.
You gave me the birthday linger.
Oh, you're here, are you?
Yes. Mm. And I didn't say a word, and I thought, I wonder if she'll get annoyed if I don't say anything all morning.
I'd have to say that if I was you, because, Gia, you don't tell people it's your birthday.
No.
I mean, I would.
Yeah.
I'd be very upset if nobody brought me cake, didn't pop a popper in my face.
Well, look at me. I've just turned 24. I'm in my active wear. I'm, like, all about that healthy life, you know. Maybe I don't need cake. It's fine, guys. Like, you've dropped
the
ball, but that's
room?
Fine.
Maybe we step out of the cone. Before we do, though, I just need to know, were you annoyed that I didn't say happy birthday to you this morning?
Well, I wasn't going to bring it up, but now that you've done it.
That's a yes. All right, let's step out now that I've confessed that, all right? So
Just bear with me one second. I've just got to step around to the back of this bed.
I did say
what
yesterday.
Is going on?
Did I not say yesterday, Gia, that
I didn't tell anyone it was my birthday and you just were like, oh, It's your birthday tomorrow. It was like you checked it out on Facey or something. Is that how you knew?
Yeah, it popped up on my calendar, actually. For some reason, I got your birthday in my calendar. But how good's Facebook? It lets you know, like, in the messages that we send to each other, the three of us for the show, it actually prompts you to say happy birthday.
Yes.
And I even said, don't worry about that, to Facebook. All right, here comes Ash has got a little surprise for you.
Happy birthday
to you. Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday!
Happy birthday!
Oh, you guys are too cute.
Oh, we got your poppers.
Yeah.
Hey!
Oh, wait.
Yeah, we got some hats.
Oh, my God. You guys.
We didn't fully forget. Ash baked you something. What's that, Ash?
I don't even know what this is.
It's a triple layer brownie.
Oh,
so the bottom layer is brownie. The second layer is peanut butter and cream cheese. And the third layer is coconut macaron.
How good's coconut?
And you've got candles in it too.
Yes.
This is a proper, like, birthday thing. Yeah. Should I make a wish?
Is your wish not to work with us anymore?
I don't tell you, it's not going to come true.
Yeah, go on, blow it out, blow it out. Well done. Yay. Round two on the happy birthday.
Happy birthday to you. How good are birthdays?
I'm actually excited now.
Get across it. It's going to be a great day for you. It's hump day, Gia.
If I just stick my hand in this brownie and just eat a big old clump of it.
Yeah, it's your birthday, mate. You can do it.
I'd like to know if this tastes good.
All right, okay. Here we go, the taste test.
Would you like to try some?
For sure.
Gondi?
I'm sure it's great. All your little desserts are good.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that's good.
Okay. Oh, it's really good. It's very moist.
All right, mate, just come. I don't need you to...
I'm all about moist desserts, though, seriously. I pride myself on making things moist.
With your mouth full, yeah. Okay,
there's just so many layers and so many flavours.
What do you reckon, Gordy?
It is moist, isn't it? It's deliciously moist.
I just love that you're wearing your party hat like the unicorn horn.
This is really setting off my misophonia, you guys.
R&B Fridays Live.
Oh, I'm absolutely gearing up for this one. It is the best lineup of the century.
It's going to be the biggest show of 2018 to round out the year. It happens towards the end of November. So Frontier Touring and CFM, we present R&B Fridays Live 2018. Usher, Salt-N-Pepa, Little John and more. One show only, Saturday, November 17. And that's that real good time of the year. Spring. Heading into summer.
Spring has sprung.
You're outside there at Spotless Stadium just enjoying the tunes. Who gets the tickets this morning? I'll tell you who.
Jack!
At Point Clare. Woo! There, Jack.
A good bad.
It's amazing, mate.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it's good.
Oh, yeah.
It feels good.
Super excited.
It just feels right.
These are my confessions. Just when I thought I said all I could say, my bitch on the side said she got. Come on, Jack. These are my confessions. Man, I'm broken. I don't know what to do. Come on, Jack.
Well, I'm not much of a singer, but I like to definitely listen and have a bit of a dance to it.
He knows what he's good at and he's sticking to it. Jack, you get a double pass, man. You don't need to worry about buying tickets unless you want more people to go with you. But you're away, mate. Enjoy the show.
Definitely. All good. Thanks, guys.
Too easy, man. Thanks for listening to CFM. Yeah. CFM, your favourite station?
Definitely. 100%.
Yeah, boy.
Every day. Early up. Get up early like you guys. Drive to work. Listen all the way. It's all good.
Thanks for hanging
out
with us,
man. Good on you.
Producer Gia, send that over to the production booth and get that put in a promo. That was just beautiful words from Jack. I loved it. Thanks, Jack.
All right. See you guys.
See you, man. Tickets on sale 1 p.m. Monday, August 20 through Ticketmaster.
Get up with Gondi
and Ash Pollard.
101.3 CFM.
Working live from the gas chamber this morning.
What do you mean? Hold on. I just heard Sara Iliano say that, you know, wash your hands and do all that sort of stuff because it's gastro season.
Yeah.
So I got out the good old Glen 20 and I had a spray.
You went to town.
Because we're not the only ones that use this studio.
Yep.
There are some grubs that come in here and put their filthy fingers on the buttons. So I don't want to be, like, getting their filth.
Glen 20, for some reason, reminds me of a public toilet. The smell
public.
Of it, yeah.
No way.
I feel like they must use that to sort of mask. No, that's you've done enough.
Just quick.
You've done enough. Oh. It's like the Up in Smoke tour up in here now. It's just...
paper that away.
Dean's going to join us on the show next. If you're a fan of this show, Big Little Lies.
Love it.
You love it?
Love.
There's a massive star about to join the cast, so I think you're going to be pretty
happy. Oh, my God. I know who it is.
You know who it is?
Yep. Does it start with M?
Yes.
Yes.
And ends in street. Did I give it away?
Oh, well, we don't need you anymore, Dean. 101.3 CFM. Hoopla. Dean McCarthy.
Oh, good morning.
That's how we roll now.
We are. I'm so fabulous. How are you guys?
Mate, yeah, great.
This show is 20% musical half the time, so you know, this is the road we go down.
Yeah, sensation, because I'm even more sensation learning about a new cast member on Big Little Lies.
Oh, my goodness. There's not even words. Like, I can't even breathe. This is honestly the highlight of my life. Meryl Streep, could that have been any more dramatic? Meryl Streep is, of course, joining, as we all know, the cast of Big Little Lies. But the cool thing is we now know where she fits into the cast. She is coming on in the show. If you're a fan of the show, you're going to be stressed. Nicole Kidman's character, her husband obviously dies in the show. Well, Meryl is coming in.
It's spoiler alert!
No, this is not a spoiler alert. This is not a spoiler. Everyone knows this. It's the next season.
I haven't watched it.
So for anyone that hasn't seen the show, Dean, you just revealed that Nicole Kidman's dad dies in the show.
Husband
dies in the show. Yeah, but if you haven't seen it yet, mate, then you don't know, do you?
Well,
you're going to know when you see the trailer for season two. You're going to see that this guy's not there anymore. Meryl Streep is coming on as the mother in law of Nicole Kidman. That they are going to have so much conflict. It is going to be so intense. And if you're a fan of the show, and now obviously Ash will not be watching because it's all done.
There's because the husband was abusive.
Yes.
I still got to watch
it. He's a big part of the show, is he? I'm yet to watch it. I've only heard bits about it. But how's these big names doing TV? I know you really let everybody down. That must be Little Lies if you're not up to that point. But how are these big names doing TV these days? You wouldn't have heard of this 10 years ago.
You know what? Oh, that's the thing. And, you know, they all received, both Reese and Nicole Kidman received Emmy nominations for this show. Like, it's just, I don't know what it is. It's just so many more ways to, be an artist, like an actor like that. So I guess then you've got...
Yeah. I think it's Reese Witherspoon too, right? Because it's her production company and they all love Reese. Hey, now Hugh Jackman, backstage at a Katy Perry show we hear.
So I thought that I was like the number one fangirl in the world. Apparently Hugh Jackman is backstage at Katy Perry, losing it, and there's this photo of him freaking out over Katy Perry and Katy Perry freaking out over him. I don't know who would be more fangirling. And also photos of him turning up backstage at Pink. This guy is just doing the rounds.
He's a good bloke, though.
Have you taken the wife? He's
a good guy.
Everyone loves him.
Yeah.
Just loves
him. Can I tell you something?
Yeah.
We went to the same acting school in Sydney.
You and Hugh Jackman?
Yes. And he came to see my final production.
Really?
Mm. Novi Actors Centre.
Oh. Is he very giving of his time, Hugh? He seems like he is.
He would be. He's a good bloke.
He's a good bloke, Hugh.
Yeah.
Yep.
If only I was a touch more like you, wouldn't it be a great world? Dean, good to chat, man. Let's do it tomorrow.
Thanks, Dean.
I'll be getting some hateful tweets as we speak.
Yes.
Bye.
Big Little Lies, you wrecked it. Hey, next on the show, Year of the Song for a Wednesday, 13, 12, 16, if you'd like to pick a side between myself and Ash. $50 Breakers Country Club voucher for your time this morning.
Gotta guess that. Year of the Song. Gotta guess that. Year of the Song. Gotta guess that.
When it's 24 degrees, it's nice to be in Terrigal. And that's where Amy's from. Morning, Amy.
Good morning.
You're on my team this morning, and with Ash is Cassie from Budgie Woi.
Hey, Cass.
Hey, how you going?
Good. Let's do this, Babelish.
Let's do it. I have faith in you.
Thank you.
Hey, would you guys like to say happy birthday to our producer, Gia, who's here with us?
Happy birthday, Gia.
Happy birthday.
Have a great day.
Oh, thanks, guys.
Nah.
Stop it. You make me feel so special.
Feel the love.
Birthday girl, Gia. Okay, so best of five, closest one of the year of the song wins. Gia knows these songs, so.
And it's a bit of a special one. So it's our first year of the song since we found out the R&B Fridays Live 2018 lineup.
I like this special edition of the game.
Yes. Okay. So they are all going to be artists that are going to be hitting the stage later this year.
I like it.
Song number one, Salt and Pepper. Let's talk about sex.
Let's talk about sex, baby. Let's talk about you and Winnie. Let's talk about all the good things and the bad things that make me. Let's talk about sex. Let's talk about sex. Let's talk about sex.
Remember hearing this song as a kid and I was like... They said sex in a song. I'm going to go with I Felt Early Days. That's me. I'm in. I'm just going to go with that.
Gorn is in.
Yeah.
Ash is in. Ash has gone 1996. Gorndy has gone 1991. So how old were you when it was 1991, Gorndy?
I was five.
And giggling about sex?
Well, I thought maybe I was a few years later and the song had been out for a while. I don't know when the song actually came out.
Okay.
But...
Well, the year it was released... was 1990.
Oh, that boom. Was good. First points to me. What's the second song, G10?
Usher and Lil Jon, yeah.
This is when I first started hitting the clubs.
Well, the film clip is just Usher with all the club lights and that. Did he give you a bit of info with your moves on the D floor?
I was ripping it up to Usher, yeah.
Great. Gorndy's in.
I'm in.
Ash is in and we're both locked in. 2004.
I genuinely think it's 2004.
So Gorndy's not budging.
I'm not budging.
Ash isn't budging. Okay, well, the correct answer is 2004.
We both knew that one.
Yeah. Well
all
done,
right,
guys.
Point of peace.
All right, next one. T-Pain, turn all the lights on.
Turn all the lights on.
I love this song.
Yeah?
Yep.
Turn all the lights on.
Lyrical genius. Turn all the lights on. Oh, this is a guess, but... All right, this is me. Oh, no.
That's oh, me. Cassie, can I ask Cassie what she thinks?
Cass.
Cass?
Oh, no. I'm thinking it's pretty, it's in the 2000s, maybe 2013,
14. Oh, that's yes. Not. Nah, I'd say it's earlier than that, like two. Let's go 2008.
Ooh, that's not a bad guess, too. That's not a bad guess,
yeah, we'll go 2008, Cass.
All right.
Okay. Let's do that.
Well, Gorndy's gone 2011.
Oof.
And the correct answer is 2011.
Oh, I've nailed it this morning. I've nailed it this morning.
Luckily, that's the last time we're ever playing this game.
No. How many losses is that in a row, Ash?
I don't care.
I should have let you win just so we can continue to play the game. Amy at Terrigal, $50 at Breakers Country Club, all yours. Enjoy.
Thank you so much, you're the best.
Hey, no problem. That's how we do Year of the Song here at CFM.
I know I should be teaching the children that listen that losing isn't always a bad thing, but it bloody well is! And I'm serious!
Winning does feel good.
Get up with Gorndy and Ash Pollard. 101.3 CFM.
7:33 for your Wednesday morning. You know what we need. I know what you're going to say.
Yeah. You're 30 minutes late, actually.
No, mate. I'm 30 minutes early because I was going to play it at 8 and I'm playing it at 7:30.
No, you're
yes,
not.
Yes, I am.
It plays at 6, 7 and 8.
Not today it doesn't because you haven't updated the tune. So I'm playing it at different times today so different people get to hear it. Let's not fight over Hump Day, guys.
I'm living, it's hump day, what up?
I'm getting it up, I'm getting
it's hump day, what up?
I'm living, it's hump day, what up?
Ain't got no props about other days, but Wednesday, yeah, I like it.
I like it.
I like it.
Made it halfway through the week. We just go to our producer, Gia, real quick, because the phones are lighting up. Have you seen the boards light up? Is this people that are loving Hump Day, Gia? What's going on?
Oh, they're just frothing, but they want a new song.
Oh,
they are demanding a new song.
Is that really what they're calling for? They're demanding
me,
a new song,
yes. I will not have people demanding a new song because I've already said that I'm going to do one.
We demand.
I'm opening the lines to people willing to suggest new tunes, 13, 12, 16. If you want to suggest the next Hump Day tune, go for it.
Rihanna doesn't get on radio and go, guys, give me my next idea for my next song. She just produces the goods so we can enjoy it.
I'm doing it for the people. Rihanna does it for herself. Selfish mole.
Can we try and get Rihanna on the show, please, and play that audio? Hey, it's our producer's birthday today too. Big 24.
If anyone wants to call her and wish her HB?
Yes.
13, 12, 16.
Make her feel good.
Phone lines are open anytime.
She came in a bit of a mood this morning on her 24th birthday. A little bit of a mood.
I did not.
See, there it is. There's that mood. No, feel free to call the show. Next on the show, Ugg Boots in public. Uh-huh. We need to solve this once and for all with a Pollard poll.
Get up with Gaundy and Ash Pollard.
CFM.
Because it's warmer, you shouldn't wear Ugg Boots in public.
Well...
But people do.
Yes.
I saw a girl at Erin Affair.
Yeah, yeah.
She was wearing Uggies in public.
There'd be more than one.
Like it was a fashion statement, you know?
Yeah, I'm all for the comfort. And if I see someone wearing their Ugg boots, all the power to them. I'm guilty. When I take Patch down the park, if it's, you know, I'm just chilling in my Ugg boots, I'll just whip down the park.
Mate, people can wear what they want.
Yeah.
But I'm still going to say that it's not
it's
cool.
It is a
fashion faux pas.
Okay. Are you noticing it a bit?
Oh, yeah, I have.
Okay.
I have.
Yep.
And look, to be fair, I accidentally may have worn mine in public the other day.
Yeah, but did it feel good, mate?
No.
You sure about that?
No, can I tell you why? Because my Ugg boots are for indoors.
Right.
And I'm a bit of a germaphobe, so I wore them out to the chemist to pick up some prescriptions and whatnot. And I got back in the car and I'm like, oh, I've just walked my Ugg boots all over the grubby bitumen.
Yeah.
And, you know, like people spit on the pavement and like, yuck.
Yeah.
So then I like was like, oh, am I going to walk those Uggies back into my house or what?
Right.
Like...
Good statement. That's a good statement. There's actually audio of you. You put this up of you slipping out in your little old Ugg boots.
Now, don't judge me. I accidentally walked out of the house like this. Guess I fit in, though.
Well, I don't think anybody saw me on my expedition in my Uggs, which is a positive. However, if they didn't notice the Uggs, then I'm certain they noticed... this.
That's when you had
that
your
was
big,
my pimple.
Yeah, you had your massive pimple.
Yeah, so hopefully I was detracting with my pimple.
You got another one now.
Mate, get off
I've
me
just
about
noticed
it.
You've got another one.
Yes, I do. It's the stress you cause me. It brings out the pimples. Anyway, so
I'm good
look,
for that.
Hey, I wanted to do a Pollard poll, but you want to get people together to walk around Ugg boots
well,
in
here's,
public.
Well, here's my take on it. I think I'm all for the comfort. You know, if you feel good, who cares?
How are sand shoes not more comfortable than Ugg boots? Ugg boots, there's no
support.
What is it? Support.
Yeah, but
it's just
like,
a layer of rubber.
Yeah, but it's like walking on pillows,
foam
isn't it?
Or whatever.
You know,
it's not.
Like walking on pillows for your feet. Which
if you
I'm
think
all
about
for.
It, you're walking around in Ugg boots all day, which is like sheep's wool. So your feet are all like sweating up in that thing.
Well, look, I want to start a gang, people that we can all get together. We can put on our Ugg boots and go for a walk together in public.
Okay.
You know, stick it to
13,
the people.
12, 16.
Yeah.
Push the Pollard poll button.
This calls for another Pollard.
Ugg boots in public, yes or no?
If we get enough yeses, can we put together this gang of Ugg boot wearers that want to hit the streets of the coast and walk proudly in their Ugg boots? It's better than barefoot, right? It's better than getting around barefoot.
No, who does barefoot? That's even worse, mate.
No, there's people barefoot.
No.
There is people barefoot out and about.
Come
all right.
on.
We're going to solve it once and for all.
Right, 13, 12, 16, Pollard poll, Ugg boots, yay or nay?
I think there'll be more proud Ugg boot wearers. They're the ones I need to speak to. If you are doing it.
Let's go. Get up with Gaundy and Ash Pollard. 101.3 CFM.
Just before we go to Alpha Bucks, message through the Facebook page from Beck. Beck says, to do with the Ugg boot situation, we're just talking about Ugg boots in public or not.
Yeah.
Because I'm for it, you know, comfort.
I'm against it.
And Beck says, to do with the Ugg boot situation, there's an Ugg boot shop at Tuggerah and they have heeled Ugg boots.
Stop it.
Yes.
No.
Beck said she'll try to get a photo today and send it through. Would you wear a heeled Ugg boot?
Oh, my God, I'm seeing it. I'm looking at it. I Googled it.
Yes.
Horrific.
We talked about heeled Crocs on the show this week.
No, but they're cool.
No, that.
No, so
take that,
Ugg
that.
Boots is like, you know when something's quite polarising?
Yeah.
Crocs are polarising. Ugg boots are not. They're swampland.
Yeah.
Like, there's no making an Ugg boot cool no matter what you
what
do.
What is the... I haven't seen that. Let me see the heeled. I'll make the decision based on the heeled
Ugg boot. Come around here.
Yeah, yeah.
This one, see?
That is fashion if I've ever seen it.
Oh, whatever. Horrific.
I don't mind it.
Tell you what, there are some nice furry boots that you'd wear at the snow.
Apple bottom jeans and boots with the fur. Had the whole club looking at her.
Yeah.
Walking with those and they'll be turning their heads for sure. I'd almost go out of my way to talk, if I was single, talk to a girl in a heeled pair of Ugg boots because I'm thinking, that's practical. She knows what's going on.
Oh,
she's got style and comfort combined.
And then you guys shack up in a house together with your stable table.
Yes,
and
the stable table. I love them too. You know me too well.
Harvey Norman, quiet at home in every room of the house. CFM.
All right, Ellie, it's Saratoga. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hello.
Hey, Ellie, hi. Ugg boots or not in public?
I actually just went to breakfast in my Ugg boots, not going to lie.
Love it.
Wow.
Beautiful.
I'm just absolutely, hey, yeah.
Ellie, you can listen to this show anytime you like, okay?
Oh, I do every morning.
Thank you. Thank you. We appreciate
Ellie,
it.
Ellie, this morning, do you know what your letter is?
It's B.
Yes, girl.
Did you
must have seen the clues.
Yes.
Yes, definitely. I've been on them all morning.
Okay.
You're in with a very good shot of getting this $1,000 then. Good luck.
Cannot answer the same thing twice.
Okay.
Let's do it.
Question number one. Name a piece of sporting equipment.
Baseball bat.
Somewhere you go to sunbake.
Beach.
A nickname for a loved one.
Babe.
A dessert.
Pass.
An R&B artist.
Your day.
Something you wear.
Bra.
An overseas city.
Beijing.
A pharmaceutical brand.
Pass.
A breakfast food.
Bacon.
An occupation.
Pass.
A dessert.
Oh.
God. All right.
Close.
I felt good. You only passed on three, which gets you the $70. You got 7 out of 10.
That was close, I tell you.
It was close. Very. I do it every morning. I'm like, come on, guys, you got this. And it's not as easy as it looks.
No.
You took up a couple of seconds by saying before every answer.
Yes.
That's just a tactic. Dessert you passed on, we would have taken brownie, banana split.
Oh, brownie.
Yeah, pharmaceutical brand Band-Aid and an occupation, bartender or baker.
Baker or bartender, of course.
Yeah. $70 though for Alpha Bucks.
Thank you so much.
Good on you, Ellie.
See ya.
You stick to your Ugg boot wearing ways, my friend. Don't let Ash get you down. Always. That's it. You stay strong.
Get up with Gaunty and Ash Pollard. CFM.
Don't say we don't solve the big topics on the Gaunty and Ash Pollard show. Do not accuse us of that.
How dare you?
How dare you? But Ugg boots in public, yes or no?
This calls for another.
Fired up.
I'm fired.
She's
I'm
fired.
On fire.
Yeah.
Because I just don't think that it's necessary or appropriate to wear Ugg boots in public.
It's an age-old debate, mate. It's been going for...
I think my number one reason it's unhygienic to then use them as a comfort thing at home.
But
yucky.
Don't some of them have a real good sole on them these days? I bought a grandpa slipper from Kmart and I wear that out in public.
You
Jamie
do
hates it.
Not
yeah, I do. I love
foul.
It.
Foul. Absolutely foul.
Comfort
and then
to the max.
Secondly, I just think that it's not a great look. It means Like, you just haven't tried.
Yeah.
You know, you haven't tried.
But it also says, I don't care what you think. I'm comfortable.
It actually doesn't.
Get used to it.
Because it just doesn't.
Let's chat to the people, because the phone lines have lit up. We are lit this morning on
the
phone.
Can't wait.
Alex at Saratoga, yes or no to the UGG in pub lick?
I'm 100% yes.
He's a
100%.
I'd rather be comfortable than uncomfy, and it's freezing at the moment.
Exactly,
so.
Mate.
Freezing, it's 24 degrees, Alex.
When I go to Coles at night time, I always wear mine.
And how good is it, mate, just at the supermarket in comfort, just not caring what people think?
Yeah, trackies, jumper, UGG boots.
This is the greatest.
Slopping around in the supermarket like a big slop.
No one's judging you.
No, except Ash.
Have some decorum, Alex.
Alex, I like it, mate. You rock those things at the supermarket, son.
Thanks, Matt.
Good on you, man. See, he says thanks.
All right, okay, he's polite.
Let's go to Amelia at Camwell. To UGG in pub.
To UGG or to not to UGG?
What are we doing?
Yes.
There's a yes.
What the heck?
There's two from two.
Oh, God.
I wear mine to and from work, and I'm a manager. And I go in my business attire, and then I wear my UGGs to and from work and change once I get to work. I've got, like, six pairs of shoes under my desk.
Oh, no, you're a hoarder as well.
And does... don't get Ash started on the hoarding stuff. Hey, and does Amelia... Would you enjoy work that little bit more if they allowed the UGG boot at work?
Definitely, yes.
So you'd be
Sometimes I do sneak them when I'm, like, out the back, so not around customers and things like that. When I'm just sitting at my desk, I just sneak them and put my feet in for my nice warm UGGs, yeah.
Oh, dear, oh, dear.
And you know what? You shouldn't have to wear them in shame, Amelia. You should be able to wear them proud. I feel sad for you on that regard.
Right, well, that's two yeses. Yeah. I'm not going well here. I don't like what I'm hearing.
Well, let's go to Rach.
P.S., before we get to Rach, you know, the shoes that you wear in the workplace really define your mood. Like, if you're a manager or you're in some sort of managerial position, like, for me, I'd be wearing heels.
Yeah.
So, you know, just cutthroat. Like, do what I say.
Right.
Boom.
I'll kick you in the face with my heel.
Yeah, I'll jab you right in the...
Because if I kicked you with the UGG boot, it'd just be soft.
Yeah.
let's go to Rach at Berkeley Vale to round this Pollard poll out. UGG in pub, lick.
Yes, UGG boots all the way.
No!
It's a big fat yes to round it out this morning. Amazing. Yeah, talk to us, Rach. What do you love about it? What do you love about it?
I love just the comfort of just being comfortable in your own shoes.
See?
It's great.
She's almost in tears. She's that excited about doing it.
Get up with Gaundy and Ash Pollard. CFM.
This baby formula. We've been watching people dressed as, not just tradies, is it? They're dressing up in all kinds of stuff and stealing this baby formula.
There's a lot of footage going around the media at the moment of tradies... Well, they're not tradies. They're professional thieves stealing baby formula.
Right.
It's a thing. Now, baby formula fetches a lot of money overseas, in China especially, because they're having issues with milk production and whatnot.
Yeah.
So, in Australia, they nick the baby formula.
And they send it OS.
But they have a lot of it. So, these professional thieves nick heaps and put it in containers and then ship it overseas.
Some of the footage I've seen, they're not even smart about stealing it. They literally walk in, they grab it, they shove it in their bag and they walk out of the supermarket.
Yeah. It's terrible. So you'll notice in supermarkets now, even in Coles, for instance, they've got the where the lids are, have got these locks on them now. So you need a special device to unlock the lid before you can even get into the formula. It's like the safety tags on clothes.
Yeah.
You know?
Is there a specific kind? Because I've been to some supermarkets as well where they are still just in the aisles and I think, ooh, is that powdered gold? Should I be buying some of that and send it? I mean, I don't have the time or the want to do it, but, you know, is there money to be made? I know we have talked about this in the past on this show before, and the parents get fired up because they need it.
Well, the parents that need it.
Yeah, and you go in and it's not there.
And it's not there. It's not on the shelf, and then you've got to travel to another supermarket to try and find some. Perhaps there's not enough there.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous, but we did speak about this, you're right, and we also did discuss the fact that plain-clothed police are now...
That's fraud. That's what we talked about.
Yeah.
Yeah, because we probably wondered whose job it was at the police station to go down and guard the baby formula.
Or even security guards manning that aisle.
Yeah.
So that people don't steal.
I haven't noticed anyone on the coast, to be honest. But I mean, if they're not marked and they're just kind of cruising down the aisle, maybe I haven't noticed them. But yeah.
So there's a video going around the internet at the moment of, you know, these, you know, thieves just brazenly stealing all of this baby formula, 10 tins, right?
Yeah.
Worth $300 they nicked in like 20 minutes.
So 10 tins is worth $300 if you send it overseas.
It's not cheap.
That's not huge money though. Is that worth all the effort and the stealing and sending it over, $300 for 10 tins?
I'll tell you why. Because do you remember me talking about a daigou?
Yeah, it sounds familiar.
What's a daigou, like it's like a mule kind of. It's not a mule. It's a person in the foreign country that then takes the formula and then sells it and gives it out to whoever. They can make $100,000 a year on this baby formula.
A daigou.
Yeah.
Amazing.
I don't know. It's, you know, Asian.
Are you, I probably should have asked you this before we jumped on air, but you've got shares in baby formula.
I do.
Which is, I mean, you must have jumped on at the right time. Did you know it was going to go this crazy?
I didn't know it was going to go that crazy, but it's not in baby formula. I bought it in A2 milk.
Right.
Because I got wind that they were developing a baby formula.
Yes.
You know, because they're just the milk.
Yeah, yeah.
And so they developed the baby formula, and then off the back of that, just gone gangbusters. Best thing I ever did.
Really?
Yeah, because, you know, Bellamy's Organic is also another baby formula.
Yeah.
So Bellamy's Organic absolutely went gangbusters when they hit the stock exchange. Gangbusters. And then they had some sort of internal failure, which then made their shares drop dramatically. But I decided not to invest in Bellamy's and I invested in A2 Milk and I've been sitting pretty.
And if you look ahead, right, just working out the profits on this A2 Milk, how long until you can get out of here and just not have to worry about work? Is that a potential thing or is that a...
Yesterday.
And you still choose to be here?
I love working with you.
Oh, that's nice of you, mate, isn't it?
Let's go. Get up with Gondi and Ash Pollard, CFM.
How nice is Dee from the Central Coast Animal Care Facility?
Oh, bless her. She just came in and dropped our producer, Gia, a bunch of flowers and a balloon.
For her birthday. Happy birthday to you. Does it make you feel special, G?
I'm almost close to tears. This is too nice.
So what did she get? It's like a balloon and what's out there?
Yeah, I got a big old balloon, the biggest bunch of flowers I reckon I've ever seen in my life, and a box of Lindt chocolate.
Remember Gia got that mystery rose on Valentine's Day from someone? Did we ever find out who that was?
Yes, we did.
Oh, did anything...
One of our fantastic callers.
Love
it. Isn't it so nice when people make you feel special?
It is good, isn't it?
I want to be made feel special.
Don't steal Gia's limelight on her day. She's 24 today. It's your day, Gia, all right?
Yeah, no. Boss Yamo already tried to, claiming it's his naming day today.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, he's an old Greek dingbat anyway. Don't worry about him. Oh,
hey,
shivers, he's right next to me.
Oh, he's right there. Hey, Gia has said, though, on her birthday, she would like to give a gift to the people that listen to this show. She's offering up her tickets to see Shepherd. Is that right, Gia?
I am. We've got a double pass. Well, I had a double pass, but I want to give it to the people.
Isn't this nice?
Oh, you're a hero.
On her birthday, she wants to give away tickets to see Shepherd. So if you want those tickets to see him on the coast, 13, 12, 16, and we know Ash is tight with the guys. I mean, remember when you said Scoodley Poodle to the... George and Amy Shepherd.
Scoodley Poodle.
Hello.
Hello, hello.
Oh, Scood.
Tash Pollard. Scood. Scoodley Poodle.
Good,
so if you want to go see the Scoodley Poodle, live in action.
Get up with Gondi
and Ash Pollard,
101.3 CFM.
Just after 10 a.m. is your next chance to play Alpha Bucks for $1,000. Next on the show, though, we want to know on 13, 12, 16. Did you find out something was worth either a lot of coin, maybe you picked it up for not much and then it was worth a lot, or vice versa?
Oh, my God.
Did you pay a lot for something only to find out it was worth nothing? Because there's this lady, what, do you think you've got something?
Oh, my God, it's just come to me.
Really?
Oh, my God, yes.
There's this news story doing the rounds at the moment of this lady who spent close to $300,000 on a painting only to find out Ba-boom. Worth...
Oh, it's like $2.
Nothing. That stings. We're going to get to it next. But 13, 12, 16, if that's happened to you on the show, I'm interested to find out what your thing is.
I'm currently texting my girlfriend to ask her to call because this story is off its head.
Love it.
Get up with Gawndy and Ash Pollard. CFM.
Look, I'm going to be honest. Little guilty pleasure of mine. If it's on TV, I don't mind flicking on Antiques Roadshow and just seeing what the go is.
I love this show.
You love it?
Very, very beautiful.
If you haven't seen it...
Lots of pomp and ceremony.
Yes.
Isn't it?
It's often set in front of a castle of some description.
I have a painting and I found it at a thrift shop and I'm wondering, is it expensive?
And then they get the experts out and the experts find out if it's worth any coin or not.
Margaret, I've seen your painting and I've looked at the brushwork and unfortunately it's not going to fetch much at the auction.
Yeah, and then you see Margaret's little heartbreak. She's devastated.
Oh, that's very disappointing then. Charles, I must just take this back to my family home.
I feel like I'm working with Robin Williams from Mrs. Doubtfire Days with all the impersonations coming out this morning.
Tell me the story that you've got.
Well, I had my nan gave me a vase or vases.
A vase?
Multiple. And I thought they were worth money. I looked into it. No, $4.95. No luck there.
Tragic.
There's also a TV show called Fake or Fortune, which I'm not as across as Antiques Roadshow, but I came across this, Fake or Fortune. This lady had bought a painting. So this is, she'd actually forked out big money, and this is where they find out if it's actually worth anything or not. But she spent close to $290,000 on this painting. So it's apparently some renowned artist. You're into art. Have you heard of this guy? Sir William Nicholson?
No.
No, anyway, apparently he's a famous artist. She paid $289,000. Years later, 4 years later, they listed a bunch of his work to say these are his originals. Her painting wasn't on the list.
Oh, my God.
She found out.
Still life paintings.
She found out. So this is a picture of a, I don't know, it looks like some pears in a jug. She found out she paid $289,000 for something that was worth zero.
Oh, my. You cannot get your money back for
money
that.
Money gone.
Oh, my word.
What would you do? I mean.
Oh, my word.
You could sit there and go, look, I still like the painting. At the end of the day, it's still the same painting, but it's hard to part ways with that level of coin.
Can I tell you a story? Sort of on the same vein, but not overly similar. My friend and her husband were taking a lovely drive through the country one day and stopped into a thrift shop just to have a bit of a squiz. And there were a couple of tiny bottles of champagne on one of the stalls in this hall of the thrift shop. And my friend's husband was like, oh, I'll buy those.
They look fancy.
It looks like it was all dusty and it looked very vintage.
So what, do you know what they paid?
$5.
$5.
Five
Amazing.
Bucks.
Yeah.
And he was, and he's very much into his wines.
Yeah.
So he looked at this and he was like, this is very sus. These look like something that should not be $5. So he took a punt, he picked it up, bought it, and literally the woman was like, thanks. He turned around to his wife and he said, run.
Oh.
Get out of here now.
They ran
out to the car.
Yeah.
He's like, you drive. And he's sitting in the passenger seat with this wine, like holding it like a baby, trying not to mix any of it up, just trying to keep it from popping because the lid was, you know.
Yeah.
Anyway, he's Googling like mad. Turns out that this is legitimately a one-off drop of champagne that this particular champagne brand
made. Do you know
how
much worth?
Priceless.
Priceless.
It is priceless because, long story short, they were contacted by the family in Champaign from the actual winery itself.
Yeah.
And they invited them over to France.
Or flown over, the whole deal.
They flew them over to France, put them up in the villa on the winery and gave them a lifelong membership to this. And I can't divulge what the brand is.
Right.
But it is one of the most exclusive champagne brands in the world.
So when you say lifelong membership, are they able
to
drink?
They are invited whenever they want, but to the totally private area of this winery. So the champagne, right, was made for one of the family members, but only once.
amazing.
That's how priceless it was. Like the family, when they saw this bottle, cried. When they took that bottle over to France, the family was in tears seeing it.
How did it end up in this $5 shop?
Down in, on the Sunny Coast.
How did it end up there? Who knows?
Don't know. But as if you wouldn't know that that was just like...
See, that's where I'm an idiot. I would have bought that for $5, cracked it and drank it.
Get up with Gaunty and Ash Pollard.
CFM.